Welcome to Zichud Av Siman Mem of Avram Goldar and today Mezechus Yuma Dav Chav Ches, the beginning of the third parak, Amra Lehem Amumuna. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the opening mission of the third parak states, Amra Lehem Amumuna, the administrator, which Rashi defines as the Skan Kohen Gadol, says to the assembled Kohanim, Tzu Uru Himigia Zman Shechita, go out and see if the time of the Shechita of the morning Tamid has arrived. If it had arrived, the observer would say, Bar Kai, dawn. Masi Ben Shmuel says, Here, Pnei Koha Mizrach, the entire eastern sky is lit up. He would then be asked, Ajbe Hebron, as far as Hebron, and he says, yes. Now, why was this necessary? Because one time, the moon's light rose over the horizon close to morning, and they thought the east had lit up from the sun, and so they shechted the tamid, v'hotzi'u l'beisus reifa, but then had to take it out to the place of burning. Point number two, Rabbi Chama and Rabbi Chanina said, Miyamein shel avosenu l'parshi yeshiv mehen. From the days of our forefathers, yeshivas did not depart from them. He learns from the presence of Zakenim, elders in Mitzrayim and the Midbar, that yeshivas were present there. He continues, Avram Avinu Zakim v'yoshiv yeshivaya. Avram Avinu was an elder sitting in yeshiva, as it says, V'Avram Zakein Babiyamin. Avram was a Zakein well on in years. Psukim are brought to prove that Yitzhak and Yaakov were also elders who sat in yeshivas. Eliezer, the Eved Avram, was also a Zakein sitting in yeshiva, as it's written, Avram said to his servant, the elder of his household, who controlled all that was his. Rabbi Elazar expounded the end of the pasuk, Hamoshel b'kol asher lo, who controlled all that was his, to mean Shemoshel b'toras rabo, that Eliezer had dominion over the Torah of his master. He also interprets the pasuk, who domestic Eliezer, to mean Shedol umashkim b'toraso shel rabo la'acherim, that Eliezer drew from the Torah of his master and gave it to others to drink. Rashi explains that the word domestic is an anacronym for the words dole umashke. He draws and gives a drink. And pointing with you, Rav said, Kima Avram Avinu kol Torah kula. Avram Avinu fulfilled the entire Torah. As it's written, Eka v'sher shema Avram b'koli, Yishmar mishmati, mitzvosai, chukosai, v'sorosai. Because Avram obeyed my voice and observed my safeguards, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. Rav said, and some say it was Ravashi, Kima Avram Avinu afilu eruvi tavshilin. Avram Avinu fulfilled even the Rabban of Eruvei Tavshilin, as it's written in the Pasuk, Torah Sai, my laws, in the plural, Achaz Torah Shebiksav, V'Achaz Torah Shebaal Peh, which indicates both the written law and the oral law. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the opening mission of the third parak states, Amro Lehem Amumuna, the administrator, which Rashi defines as the Skan Kohen Gadol says to the assembled Kohanim, Tzu Uru'im Higiyaz Man Shechita, go out and see if the time of the Shechita for the morning Tamid has arrived. If it had arrived, the observer would say, Bar Kai, dawn. Masi Ben Shmuel says, Heir Pnei Koha Mizrach, the eastern sky has lit up. He would then be asked, Achibe Hebron, as far as Hebron, he says, yes. Now, why was this necessary? Because one time the moon's light rose over the horizon close to morning, and they thought the east had lit up from the sun, and so they shechted the tamid, v'hotzihu l'beisus reifa, but then had to take it out to the place of burning. Point number two, Rabbi Chama and Rabbi Chanina said, Mimein shel avosenu, v'parshi yeshiva mehen, from the days of our forefathers, yeshivas did not depart from them. He learns from the presence of Zakenim, of elders in Mitzrayim and the Midbar, the yeshivas were present there. He continues, Avram Avinu Zakin v'yoshev yeshivaya. Avram Avinu was an elder sitting in a yeshiva, as it says, V'Avraham Zakin Babi Yamin. Avram was a Zakin well on in years. Psukim are brought to prove that Yitzchak and Yaakov were also elders who sat in yeshivas. Eliezer, the Eved Avram, was also a Zakin sitting in yeshiva, as it's written, V'yom Avram El Avdo Zakin Beiso Amosho B'chol Shelo. Avram said to his servant, the elder of his household, who controlled all that was his. Rabbi Elazar expanded the end of the pasuk Hamoshel b'kol asher lo, who controlled all that was his, to mean Shemoshel b'toras rabo, that Eliezer had dominion over the Torah of his master. He also interprets the words Hu domestic Eliezer to mean Shedola umashke b'torasu shel rabo la'acherim, that Eliezer drew from the Torah of his master and gave it to others to drink. Rashi explains that the word domestic is an anacronym for the words Dola umashke. He draws and gives a drink. And point number three, Rav said, Kiyem Avram Avinu kol Torah kula. Avram Avinu fulfilled the entire Torah, as it's written, Eka v'sher shema Avram b'koli, b'yishmar mishmarti mitzvosai chukasai v'sorosai. Because Avram obeyed my voice and observed my safeguards, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. Rava said, and some say it was Ravashi, Kiyem Avram Avinu afil eruvi tavshilin. Avram Avinu fulfilled even the Rabban of eruvi tavshilin, as it's written in the Pasuk Torah Sai, my laws in the plural. Achaz Torah Shebiksav v'Achaz Torah Shebaal Peh, which indicates both the written law and the oral law. All right, so now we go to our siman for Daf Chav Ches, and our standard siman is a strong man, Koach, a strong man. So here goes. The strong man who stood on the roof to see if dawn had arrived, saw an Eldin yeshiva tell his loyal servant to set up an Erev Tav Shiling. Once again, in slow motion. The strong man, that must be more Dav Chavches. The strong man who stood on the roof to see if dawn had arrived, which reminds us, the opening mission of the third parak states, Amar Lehem HaMamuna, the administrator, which Rashi defines as a skan kohen gadol, says to the assembled kohanim to go and see if the time of the shkita for the morning tamid had arrived. If it had arrived, the observer would say, Barkai, dawn. Masi ben Shmuel says, Hey, Rapenei Kohen Mizrach, the eastern sky has lit up. He would then be asked, Ad Shebe Chevron, as far as Chevron, and he says, yes. Why was this necessary? Because one time, the moon's light rose over the horizon close to morning, and they thought the east had lit up from the sun. And so they shechted the tamid, behotzi'u abesis reifa, but then had to take it out to the place of burning. So the strong man who stood on the roof to see if dawn had arrived saw an elder in yeshiva tell his loyal servant, which reminds us, Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina said, Miyamein Shalvaseinu Laparshi Yeshiva Man. From the days of our forefathers, yeshivas did not depart from them. He learns from the presence of the Zakenim, of the elders in Mitzrayim in the Midbar, that yeshivas were present there. He continues that Avram Avinu was an elder sitting yeshiva, as it says, Avram Zaken Babi Yamim. Avram was a Zaken well on in years. And Psukim were also brought to prove that Yitzhak and Yaakov were also elders who sat in yeshivas. And Eliezer, the Eved Avram, was also a Zaken sitting in yeshiva, as it's written, Yomer Avram El Avdo Zaken Beiso HaMoshel B'Kol Asher Lo. Avram said to his servant, the elder of his household, who controlled all that was his. Rabbi Elazar expanded the end of the pasuk of Moshe b'Kol Asher Lo, who controlled all that was his, to mean Shemoshe b'Torah's Rabbo, that Eliezer had dominion over the Torah of his master. He also interprets the words Hu Domestic Eliezer to mean Shado Umashkim b'Torahso Shel Rabbo L'Acherim, that Eliezer drew from the Torah of his master and gave it to others to drink. Rashi explains that the word domestic is an anacronym of the words Dola Umashke. He draws and gives to drink. So the strong man who stood on the roof to see if dawn had arrived saw an Eldin yeshiva tell his loyal servant to set up an Erev Tav Shiling, which reminds us. Rav said, Kiyim Avram Avinu Kol HaTorah Kula, Avram Avinu fulfilled the entire Torah, as it says, Eka V'Sher Shama Avram V'Koli, Bishmar Mishmarti, Mitzvosai Chukosai V'Sorosai, because Avram obeyed my voice and observed my safeguards, my commandments, my statutes, my laws. Rav said, and some say it was Rav Ashi, Kiyim Avram Avinu Afil Eruv Tav Shiling, Avram Avinu fulfilled even the Drabbanan of Eruv Tav Shiling, as is written in the Pasuk Torah Sai, my laws, in the plural. Achaz Torah Shebiksav, the Achaz Torah Shebaal Peh, which indicates both the written law and the oral law. So once again, this strong man who stood on the roof to see if dawn had arrived saw an elder in yeshiva tell his loyal servant to set up an Erev Tav Shiling. All right, now it's time to go to our four-block back Chazorah. Tav Chav Dalet, so the symbol of Chav Dalet is a pitcher. So here goes. The cone, he used a pitcher, that must be more Tav Chav Dalet, Kad. The Kohen used a pitcher to pick up a kometz of ashes, which reminds us, Rabbi Avin inquired, how much ash is the Trumas Hadeshen performed with? The Gemara brings an explicit proof that it stated regarding the separating the ash, Beheirim, and he shall separate the ash, and stated there regarding the Mincha offering, Beheirim, he shall separate his kometz from it. So just as by the Mincha he separates the amount of his kometz, so to here he separates the amount of his kometz. Rashi explains that we don't require exactly this amount for the Trumas Hadeshen because it's impossible for the Kohen to put his hand into the heap of ash, which contains burning embers. Rather, the Kometz measure is only an estimation. The Kohen estimates the size of his Kometz and removes at least that amount with a kli. So the Kohen who used a pitcher to pick up a Kometz of ashes was exposed as a Zar, which reminds us the Gemara brings a Machlokas Amoraim whether a non-Kohen, a Zar, is chayv misi b'dei shamayim for doing Trumas Hadeshen. Rav said, Arba avodos chayv alen misa. There are four avodos that a Zar is chayv misa, zrika haktara, Nisa Chamayim and Nisa Chayayim. But Levi says, Af Trumas Hadeshen, also for Trumas Hadeshen. Rav's reason is based on the pasuk where he learns Avodas Matana, Velo Avodas Silot. The Zar is Chayv Misa for a service of application, such as applying blood to the Mizbech, and not a service of removal, such as removing the ash. Levi says, Rabbi Rachmanu L'Kol Dvar HaMizbech. The Torah included the Trumas Hadeshen in the pasuk by stating the general phrase, L'Kol Dvar HaMizbech, regarding every matter of the Mizbech. So the Kohen used a pitcher to pick up a kometz of ashes was exposed as a Zar when his Zar's visitor's card was discovered in his big day chol that he wore to cast lots. Which reminds the Gemara, asks him what garments did the Kohanim dress when they cast lots. Rav Nachman says b'big day chol, and Rav Sheshe says b'big day kodesh. Rav Nachman maintains their dress in big day chol, for if their dress in big day kodesh, there'd be strong-armed men who would do the service by force, which Rashi explains that they would have done so if they had not won the pious. Rav Sheshe says they're dressed in big day kodesh, for if you say they're dressed in big day chol out of passion for the avoda, the Selecta Kohen might accidentally perform it without first changing into Big Day Kodesh. A Kohen does the Avodah without wearing Big Day Kodesh is Chayiv Misa B'Day Shemaim, and it also disqualifies the Avodah. Tav Chav Hei, so the symbol of Chav Hei is a silver anniversary. So here goes. This silver anniversary dinner, that must be more Tav Chav Hei. The silver anniversary dinner was a disaster when the husband and wife were seated in different halves of the restaurant, which reminds us that Bryson describes how the lots were cast in the Lushkasagazis. The lots were cast on the eastern side, and the Zaken, referring to a member of the Sanhedrin who instructed them in the procedure of the pious, sat on the western side. So Abai said, we can learn from this Bryson that the Lushkasagazis, chetzi bekodesh vechetzi bechol. Half of it was in the consecrated space of the Azor, and half of it was in the unconsecrated space outside the Azor. For if it was complete in the Kodesh space, how could the Zaken sit in the western side? For it said, Ein yeshiva bazar, ela malchus beis David bilvad. Sitting in the Azor is not permitted except for the kings from malchus beis David. And if you should say that the entire Lushka was in the whole space outside the Azor, how can the Brisa state that the lots were cast in the eastern side? We require manifestation of the Pasuk in the house of God, we walk with excitement, and that would not be the case if we're outside the Azor. Therefore, it must be that the Lushka was half in the Kodesh and half in the Chol. So the silver anniversary dinner was a disaster when the husband and wife were seated in different halves of the restaurant. And then the overly eager waiter brought a near empty glass of wine to the table, which reminds us the second Mishnah lists the people involved in bringing the tamid, but doesn't list who is makabel the dumb from the shechita before the zrika. The Gemara asks if we say that the shochet is makabel, because if we say the zork is makabel, perhaps out of his passion to do the zrika, he may not receive all the blood. Rashi explains that later we'll learn that all the blood should be received. Or perhaps we'll say the one who does the Zrika receives it, because if the Shochet receives it, he can't always do it because there are times when a Zar shechs the animal. The Gemara brings a proof that the Zork is Makabel the Dam from the fact that Ben Katan made 12 spouts for the Kiur so that the 12 Kohanim involved in the tummy could sanctify the hands and feet at the same time. If the one who shechs it is Makabel the Dam, then there would be 13 Kohanim, not 12. So the silver anniversary dinner was a disaster when the husband and wife were seated in different halves of the restaurant. And then the overly eager waiter brought a near-empty glass of wine to the table and served the wife a plate of cooked tail first. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a brice that teaches a four-way machlokas regarding the order in which the parts of the tamid are brought to the mizbeach. All agree the head is first. The Tana Kamma, who is Ben Azai, says it's brought the way it walks from front to back. Rabbi Yossi says it's offered in the order in which it's skinned from rear to front. Rabbi Kiva says it's offered in the order that it's dismembered. And Rabbi Yossi Aglili says it's offered in the order of its quality. The Tana Kamma of our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, except that he judges quality by the limb with the most meat, and Rabbi Yossi Aglili goes by the fattiness of the meat. Dav Chavav, so the Simmer Dav Chavav is a military coup. So here goes. The military coup, that must be more Dav Chavav. The military coup to steal the wealth-producing incense altar failed miserably, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that before the third pious, the following announcement is made, Chadashim HaKatoris Bav Vafis, for those Kohanim are new to the avoda of offering the Katoris, come and cast lots. The Gemara brings a brice that teaches that a person never repeated it, meaning that no one ever offered the Katoris more than once. Vichinia said the reason is, Mipnei Shema Asher, it's because it brings prosperity to those who perform it. Or she explains that because it made someone wealthy, it didn't allow one to do it twice. Even though the Oz mentioned the same Pusik as the Katoris, when the Pusik speaks of making someone wealthy, it's referring to an infrequent avoda, for otherwise all Kohanim would be rich. So the military coup to steal the wealth-producing incense altar failed miserably. When they couldn't make it through the multitudes of Kohanim, bring the limbs up from the ramp to the Mizbeach, which reminds the Mishnah stated that the fourth pious is for a new Kohanim together with the old ones, and determines who brings the limbs up from the ramp to the Mizbeach. The Gemara notes that our Mishnah is not going with the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who is taught in the Mishnah and Tamid. The Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that the one who brings the lamps up onto the ramp is the one who brings them up onto the Mizbeach. The Gemara explains that our Tana maintains that it's preferable to have a larger number of Kohanim participating, because it's stated, Barov Am Hadras Melech, with the multitude of people is the glory of the king. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that Kohanim who carry the limbs to the ramp should finish the job by taking them to the Mizbech, because in the place of the Shechina it's not proper conduct to give the impression that a job is too troublesome to finish. So the military coup to steal the wealth-producing incense altar failed miserably. When they couldn't make it through the multitudes of Kohanim, bring the limbs up from the ramp to the Mizbeach, and the two Kohanim carrying the wood. Which reminds us, it was taught in a brice where Bishim Bar Yochai says that from where do I know regarding the afternoon tamid that requires two blocks of wood carried by two Kohanim to the Marach on the Mizbeach, the Torah states, V'archu Eitzim, and the sons of Aaron shall place the fire on the Mizbeach, and they shall arrange wood on the fire. Since this phrase V'archu has no application in the morning tamid, for it's already written there, then applied to the afternoon tamid. Since the pasuk is written in plural, V'archu, we derive that two Kohanim are required. Dav Chav Zayin, so the Simmer Dav Chav Zayin is a kazoo. A kazoo, so here goes. The children who joyously blew their kazoos, that must be Muran Dav Chav Zayin. The children who joyously blew their kazoos when they saw their nanko and tati skin and dismember an offering, which reminds the Gemara brings a brisa on the bottom of Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis, the teachers regarding a personal offering have sheitim v'nituch and shavim bizar. Their skinning and dismemberment are equal in that they may be performed by a zar. Chizki brings initial source of this ruling, but it's refuted, and after several attempts to identify the source, the Gemara concludes that it's from the following pasuk concerning the burning of the limbs of an ola, the hikter ha-kohen es ha-kol, and the kohen shall cause it all to go up in smoke. What does the superfluous mention of a kohen come to teach? Lamute hepshib nituch, to exclude flaying and dismemberment from the requirement to have a kohen perform it. So the children who joyously blew their kazoos when they saw their non-kohen tati, skin and dismember an offering, were hushed by six kohanim carrying parts of the tamid, which reminds the Gemara expounds the following pasuk regarding the ola offering, v'archu b'ni aron ha-kohanim, they shall arrange the sons of Aaron the Kohanim. They shall arrange implies to. The sons of Aaron implies to. Kohanim implies to. Lamadnu letreh shetan shisha. We learn from this that the sheep of the Tamid requires six Kohanim to bring its parts to the ramp. Rabbi Elazar was bothered by the following difficulty. The above pasuk is discussing the ola offering brought from cattle, which requires 24 Kohanim to carry their parts. Rabbi Elazar then resolved the difficulty himself. That the pasuk concludes, ala etzim asher ala esh asher ala ha-mizbeach, on the wood that's on the fire that's on the mizbeach. Since these words are superfluous, since the previous pasuk mentioned them as well, they must come to teach regarding a matter where they play a significant role. This must be a reference to the sheep of the tamid. Rashi explains that even if the previous day's arrangement is still burning, a new arrangement must be made for the tamid. So the children who joyously blew their kazoos when they saw their non-kohen tati, skin and dismember an offering, were hushed by six kohanim carrying parts of the tamid, who heard them all night blowing when their father put wood on the maracha. Which reminds us, Rabbi Zera objected to a ruling said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that Zar Shesider as a Maracha Chayev, a non-kohen arrange the wood on the Maracha is Chayev, referring to Misa B'dei Shemayim. Rabbi Zera said, V'ki Yeshucha Avodah Shekasher B'Layav B'Sul B'Zar, do you ever find an Avodah that's valid if it's performed at night, and yet it's invalid if it's performed by a Zar? Since the arrangement of the wood on the Maracha can be done at night, it should not require a Kohen. The Gemara objects Rabbi Zera's assumption because of two reasons, and each one is refuted. The Gemara concedes that Rabbi Zera's assumption stands and amends Rabbi Yochanan's statement to Zar Shesider Shnei Gezire Eitzim Chayev, a non-Kohen who arranged the two blocks of wood on the Maracha is Chayev, referring to Misa B'dei Shemayim, due to it being a daytime avoda. All right, now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions plus three bonus questions from previous Masechtas. Number one, which stuff they learned that they would check to see if the Zman of Shechit had arrived because one time they had confused the light with the light of the moon, that's on Daf Chavches. Good number two, which stuff they learned that two Kohanim brought the Shnei Gezire Eitzim for the afternoon Tamid, that's on Daf Chavav. Good number three, which Daf do we have in Malchus, Rav Nachman of Sheshes, whether the Kohanim wear Big Day Kodesh or Big Day Chol when casting lots, that's on Daf Chavdalad. Good number four, which doth he learn that a zar is permitted to arrange the wood on the maracha, since an avoda done at night can be done by a zar? That's on Daf Chav Zayin. Good number five. Which doth he learn that kohanim were only permitted to bring the ketores once, since it makes them wealthy? That's on Daf Chav Vav. Good number six. Which doth he learn that Avraham Avinu kept the entire Torah, even the rabbanon, such as Eruv and Tavshilin? That's on Daf Chavches. Good number seven. Which doth he learn that the Zorik was Makabal the Dumb? That's on Daf Chavhei. Good number eight. Which doth he learn that skinning and dismemberment, Hepshit and Nituach, can be done by a Zar? That's on Daf Chavzayin. Good number nine. Which doth he learn that the Abbas learned in yeshivas, as well as Eliezer, Eved Avram? That's on Daf Chavches. Good. And number ten. Which doth he learn that six Kohanim bring the parts of the Tamid up to the ramp on the Mizbeach? That's on Daf Chavzayin. Good. Now the three bonus questions. Number one. Which doth he learn that besides the Shulchan and the Heichal, there were two Shulchanos, one of marble when it was brought in, and one of gold when the Lechem was taken out? That's on Daf Yedzayin and Shkalim. Good. Number two. Which doth he learn that one has until Tuesday night to make Havdalah? That's on Daf Chavav and Psachim. Good. And number three, which of the one that Har Sinai has five different names? That's on Daf Peites and Shabbos. Excellent. All right, that concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.